The update came during an in-person briefing from Fort Bliss Senior Mission Commander Major General Sean Bernabe.
We will not stop looking for Private Halliday until we find him.
He offered a handful of journalists a chronology of what he described as an exhaustive search for Private Richard Halliday, missing since July 24th. Army Criminal Investigation Command is leading the effort.
To date, the special agents have devoted over 540 investigative hours on this case. The special agents have issued 50 subpoenas and 5 warrants. They've conducted over 160 interviews. They've executed 8 local area searches.
Halliday's parents have been critical of the Army for the initial handling of the case and waiting more than a month to notify them that their 21-year-old son was missing. General Bernabe, who arrived at Fort Bliss at the end of September, acknowledges mistakes were made.
Despite attempts, we failed to make timely initial contact with the Halliday family. This failure caused us to lose the trust of the Halliday family. We are working hard to regain their trust.
And Fort Bliss was slow to seek assistance from the Army investigators, the general said, because it was presumed Halliday was deliberately absent without leave.
Moving forward, those mistakes will not be repeated. We owe it to every family and to every service member to search for missing soldiers until that soldier is found.
The commanding general at Fort Bliss says he's asked for an investigation of Halliday's unit, including leadership and how soldiers are treated inside the battalion. For KTEP, I'm Angela Kocherga.